Welcome to this advanced Ableton Live 12 deep dive on building a RagCut bassline system that behaves like a real performance instrument. In this lesson, we are not just making a bass patch, we are designing a bassline language. Something that can hold down the sub, chatter in the midrange, slice through a break, and flip into FX mode when the arrangement needs a lift. That's the kind of bass design that gives a DNB track readal movement without cluttering the drums. The big idea here is simple, but powerful. Separate responsibility. Let the sub do the foundation. Let the midrange do the attitude. Then use macros to make the whole thing feel playable, almost like you are performing the tune rather than drawing a static loop. So let's build it. Start by creating a new MIDI track and loading an instrument rack. Inside that rack, set up two chains. On the first chain, build your sub. Use operator with a sine wave, or waveeatable with a very pure sine or triangle source. Keep it mono. Keep it simple. This layer is not here to impress anyone on its own. It is here to hold the low end together and make the kick feel solid. On the second chain, build the rag a mid layer. This is where the character lives. Use waveeatable with a saw or a pulse-based sound, or something vocalish if you want a more talking quality. Keep the unison light. A little detune is fine, but we are not chasing wide fluffy EDM bass here. We want focused, gritty, DNB ready attitude. Now map your first four macros with a clear job each. Macro 1 should control filter cutoff. Macro 2 should control drive or saturation amount. Macro 3 should control chop or release feel. Macro 4 should control width, but only for the mid layer. That last point matters. If you let width spill into the sub, you weaken the whole low end. In drum and bass, mono discipline down low is non-negotiable. Before you even touch the sound too much, write the MIDI, because this style of bass only works if the rhythm is good. The RagCut approach is all about phrasing. Short notes, offbeat hits, rests that let the break breathe. Think call and response. Think question and answer. Think of the bass line as a percussion instrument with pitch. A strong starting idea is a two-bar phrase. In the first bar, place a bass hit just after the kick, letting the snare space stay clear. In the second bar, add a short stutter or clipped repeat leading into the snare. Then vary that idea on the next loop by dropping one note, changing the last pitch, or moving one hit a 16th earlier. That little bit of displacement is everything. In DNB, the drums already carry a lot of transient energy. If your bass sustains too long, it starts fighting the groove. RagCut phrasing avoids that problem by making the bass answer the break instead of sitting on top of it. Now shape the sub. On the sub chain, keep the amp envelope fast on the attack and fairly controlled on the release. Usually somewhere around 60 to 140 milliseconds of release works well, depending on tempo and note density. If needed, add a very gentle EQ cut below the useless rumble zone, maybe under 25 to 30 Hz. Then use a tiny bit of saturator, just enough to keep the sub readable on smaller speakers, and utility set to mono if you want extra safety. The sub should feel almost boring by itself. That's a good sign. Boring sub means stable sub. Stable sub means the mid layer is free to get wild without the mix falling apart. Now move to the RagCut mid layer. This is where you build the chatter. Start with a saw or a pulse tone, maybe the second oscillator layered softly underneath. Use auto filter to shape the movement and add saturator, roar, or drum bus for harmonics and dirt. If you want a more digital, jagged edge, sprinkle in a little redux. If you want that unstable, haunted DNB flavor, a subtle frequency shifter can do serious damage in a good way. Map macro 1 to filter cutoff, and maybe macro 2 to resonance or drive. Keep the ranges safe. This is important. Build your macro ranges so the sound never becomes unusable. You want musical movement, not chaos for its own sake. Open the cutoff enough to create excitement, but not so far that the tone loses identity. Keep resonance controlled unless you deliberately want a nasal peak. A really useful trick here is polarity thinking. As the cutoff opens, you can let resonance ease back a little. As saturation increases, maybe the dry level comes down slightly. Those opposite direction movements help the bass evolve without turning into a harsh mess. Now make the RagCut feel real, not just gated. You can do that through both the MIDI and the amp behavior. Short decay, short release, clean note lengths, repeated notes for stutters, tiny pitch changes at the end of phrases, maybe a little velocity variation, so the line doesn't feel like it was stamped out by a machine. If you want an even tighter cut, use clip envelopes or separate MIDI clips for different roles. One clip can hold the main groove, another can trigger fills and turnarounds. That keeps the workflow fast and stops the arrangement from getting messy. Then add macro 3 to control the chop feel. This could be amp release or a combination of envelope and volume shaping. The point is that one knob should let you move the bass from tighter and drier to more open and percussive. That makes it feel like an instrument you can actually play live. Next, we turn the rack into a performance setup with FX. Add an audio effect rack after the instrument, or place your effects inside the same system if you want everything controlled together. Use stock devices: echo for dub throws, reverb for space bursts, frequency shifter for metallic motion, auto filter for build tension, redux for grime, utility for width and mono control. Now map your performance macros. Macro 5 can be throw, controlling echo feedback and dry/wet. Macro 6 can be atmosphere, controlling reverb amount and decay. Macro 7 can be scan, driving filter movement during tension moments. Macro 8 can be panic, pushing extra distortion, frequency shift, or redux for the final bar before a drop or switch. And again, be restrained. In drum and bass, one well-timed delay throw can hit harder than a whole wash of effects. You do not want the FX to blur the identity of the bass line. You want them to frame it. At this point, automate the macros across the arrangement. For example, in the first two bars of a drop, keep the filter relatively closed and the grit low. Let the sub stay clean and confident. In bars 3 and 4, open the cutoff a bit and bring in more drive. In bars 5 and 6, push the chop feel so the bass becomes more conversational. Then in bars 7 and 8, trigger a throw or a panic style effect to lead into the next section. That is how you turn one bass patch into an arrangement engine. This is especially effective in modern DNB, because the same core sound can handle the intro build, the drop, the variation bar, and the transition without needing a completely new instrument every 8 bars. That is a huge workflow win. Now let's talk about resampling, because this is where things get really useful. Once your macro performance feels good, record it to audio. Don't just leave it as a synth patch. Capture the best moments. Then chop them up like drum material. Use the strongest bars, reverse a throw, trim a pickup note, or place a little bass stab right before a snare fill. This gives your bass line a more hands-on, chopped, almost sample-based feel. In darker jungle and rag-influenced rollers, that approach can make the whole tune feel more human and more dangerous. A good practice move is to resample one full pass, then cut out 3 usable audio moments. One fill, one transition, and one impact hit. That gives you material you can reuse later in the arrangement. A few common mistakes to watch out for here. First, don't let the sub and mid fight each other. Keep the sub simple and mono. Let the mid carry the movement. Second, don't overuse resonance. Too much resonance turns the bass into a whistle, and then the low end disappears. Third, don't make the line too legato. Rag a cut needs space. If every note is long, the drums lose their authority. Fourth, don't widen the low end. Keep everything under roughly 120 Hz, effectively mono. Fifth, don't pile on FX all the time. One or two expressive moments per phrase is usually enough. And finally, always check the bass against the kick and snare. If it smears the snare, shorten the release or move the note timing before you simply turn it down. A few pro moves can push this further. Try using frequency shifter very subtly for haunted, unstable character. Try putting auto filter before distortion if you want a cleaner sweep, or after distortion if you want a more brutal nasal effect. Try an echo throw only on the final note of a phrase, maybe with a dotted or triplet style delay for a dubby ragtail. Try adding tiny ghost notes so the groove keeps moving even when the main hits are sparse. You can also experiment with velocity to character mapping. Let harder notes open the filter or change the wave eatable position slightly. That makes your MIDI phrasing feel more alive without adding more automation lanes. And if you want a darker edge, remember this. Weight comes from harmonics plus control, not just volume. Sometimes lowering the cutoff a little and adding a touch more saturation gives you more authority than simply turning the bass up. Here is the real takeaway. A great Ragacut bass system in Ableton Live 12 is not just a sound. It is a conversation between layers, rhythm, and macro control. The sub anchors the track, the mid layer speaks. The macros let you shape the phrase like a live performance. And the resampled audio turns your sound design into arrangement material. If you can build one rack that feels like a roller groove, a Ragacut, and a transition tool all at once, you have leveled up hard. So for practice, aim to build a 4-bar loop at around 170 to 174 BPM. Give the sub one or two simple anchors. Make the mid layer play offbeat chops with at least one rest per bar. Map filter cutoff, saturation, chop, and throw. Automate the first half to stay dry and tight, and the second half to get more open and aggressive. Then resample it, slice out a couple of useful moments, and check the whole thing in mono. If the rhythm still feels strong when the monitors are low, and the groove still makes sense without the pretty effects, then you've built something solid. That's the lesson. Now go make that bassline talk back to the drums.